Hello, and welcome to the Travel Tales podcast. I am your host, Paul Thomas. This is episode number 18. In this episode, Wally and Jim work in New Orleans while looking for passage on an outgoing ship. November 17th, 1946. I have a fine head cold. We finished up the sugar cane for breakfast. Lunch cost us $1.31. Yesterday I located 3 vacant furnished rooms for $8, $10, and $10.50 per week. But today they were all gone, less than 24 hours later. So we took a sleeping room at 627 Esplanade Avenue for $7 per week. It's warm but ant-infested. For supper, I had green soup, a Chinese dish, very good, for 30 cents. Then we bought a loaf of rye bread, 1 can of Mexican-style beans, a 20-ounce can for 25 cents, 1 pound of peanut butter for 37 cents. Jim went to church next door. I wrote to Mr. J. Edgar Hoover, FBI, Washington, D.C., regarding the Free Zoo swindle. November 18th. Up at 7 a.m. I shaved, visited the International Seamen's Union. Later in the week, we might get on a Pacific Coast boat. Jim served lunch and supper at the Roosevelt Hotel. For supper, he got $1.40 in tips. He had brandy and burgundy. He was tipsy when he returned at 11 p.m. He brought back a cold Swiss steak in a napkin, which one of his guests hadn't touched. We ate it. For breakfast, we each had fried bologna and eggs. We visited the shipping master office, customs office for a foreign ship leaving any day. I bought 2 powerhouse bars costing 5 cents for a 2-ounce bar, 10 ounces of cream cheese Creole style for 19 cents, 1 pound of chili con carne for 30 cents. For lunch, I had bread, some cheese, and peanut butter. In the afternoon, I bought 1 dozen Japanese oranges for 20 cents, 1 loaf of bread for 13 cents, and another powerhouse bar. For supper, I had 1 can of beans in chili, bread, cheese, 4 oranges, 1 powerhouse bar. Jim ate very well at the hotel and drank. I wrote 3 personal letters. I smuggled the food into our sleeping room. The place crawls with ants. November 19th. At Schwartz Shipping, it was no go, but the guy gave me 2 leads, shipping agencies. The no good one I followed in the rain, then I gave up until Jim and I can go together. Jim served the last lunch at the Roosevelt Hotel and a supper at the Jung Hotels, thus winding up International Week in New Orleans, covering November 14th to 19th. I read The Brothers Karamazov some more, washed a shirt and took a bath, took the shirts Jim borrowed from John Lepriore to a laundry. Breakfast at 627 Esplanade consisted of 1 can of chili con carne, bread, cream cheese, Creole style, peanut butter, 2 oranges, and 1 2-ounce candy bar between the 2 of us. I had an identical lunch, minus the candy, the same for supper. I bought 1 dozen fairly big oranges for 15 cents. Jim didn't get in until 12:45 a.m. November 20th. I never got a job so easily in all my life. I shaved, put on my 2nd and last white shirt and Jim's black necktie. accompanied him to the Roosevelt Hotel, asked Mr. Negri if he needed any spare waiters. He asked me where I had served before. I said, Canada. He put my name down. I put on a uniform, had lunch for free of delicious corned beef and cabbage, etc. Then I, as waiter number 26, served tables numbered 4 and 14, with 24 people seated. It was a luncheon. I must have scrounged $2 worth of food, milk, cream, butter and rolls, meat, salad, fruit cocktail, dessert of ice cream and cherries. I got paid $2.08, working from 10 a.m. till 2:45 p.m. Then at 3:30 p.m. we went to the Jung Hotel and I got on more easily. Jim and I shared 40 guests at 5 tables. The kitchen was disorganized. Before work, I had another free meal again worth at least a dollar. I dropped 3 entrees on 2 guests. I paused and a baritone voice behind me said, "Keep going," and I did. I must have scrounged over $3 worth of food. 1 cup of olives, 9 dishes, pineapple sherbet, countless rolls with 3 butter pats per roll, fruit cocktail, salad, again with dressing, and meat. And I was paid a house tip of $1.75. We finished at 9:30 p.m. at the Roosevelt. Jim made $1.40 in tips while serving liquor. His feet hurt, so he streetcarred home. I walked home in the lovely New Orleans night air. For the first time in 3 weeks, I have that full feeling around the belt. Souvenirs. Sugar from the Roosevelt Hotel, matches, pencil, etc. from the Jung Hotel. At the Jung Hotel, I met 2 black men who used to porter trains in Canada. I sure like black people and to talk to them. They're just as in the movies and on the radio. For example, Amos and Andy. No one said a word about my spilling and dropping the entrees. There were 11 on my tray. Before they got cleaned up, a young colored waiter slipped and fell on the gravy that I had spilled while carrying a tray and dirty dishes. I'll remember tonight's incident for a long time, the tale of the 3 entrees. November 21st. Last night, as we were talking in bed, we heard a rustle of paper by the dresser. I put on the light, and Jim swung with a shoe at what we at first thought was a rat. But it was a cat. The cat left via under the bed and the window. It had been in the bottom drawer. This morning I washed and shaved, since I am due at the Roosevelt Hotel at 10 a.m. to serve today, and get paid $1.48 plus $2.50 in house tip. We served 400 guests in the grand ballroom lunch after we ate our lunch. I scrounged olives, celery, tomatoes, buns and butter, 2 shrimp cocktails, potatoes, and about 1/6 of a baked Alaska dessert with brandy. Baked Alaska is ice cream on thin cake, 1 inch of meringue, and flaming brandy. I didn't spill anything, but I was slow. Then we went looking for a ship again, but it was no go. Things are rough. The British consul says visitors in the U.S. caught working by U.S. immigration officers are deported or given the chance to leave the country on their own. We bought 1 can of beans for 18 cents, 1 can of vegetables for 20 cents, 1 loaf of bread for 12 cents plus 2 cents tax, 25 oranges for 25 cents. Jim's feet are sore from waitering. November 22nd. While motoring through the U.S., on our way to New Orleans, we had crossed the Appalachian Mountains and the Allegheny Mountains. All day, with time out for batched meals until 5 p.m., we looked for a ship. One outfit took our name. We picked up our pay at the Roosevelt and Jung hotels. I read in the evening. I bought 1 pound of honey for 40 cents. Beans, tamales in a can, wieners, prunes, ravioli, donuts, ginger snaps, and 1 pound of peanut butter for 31 cents, for a total of $2.55 plus 8 cents tax. November 23rd. It is quite chilly this Saturday. We looked up a shipping company and the United Nations Relief and Rehabilitation Administration, but it was no go. The latter ramps up twofold up around Christmas. Then we hung around the Seamen's International Union. Things are really tough and getting worse as far as shipping out of here as crew goes. Christmas decorations are going up all over the place. Nothing doing for spare waiters at the Roosevelt or Jung hotels. I finished reading Dostoevsky's Brothers Karamazov. It took me 30 1/4 hours to read 940 pages, about 1.93 minutes per page. I darned socks, mended pants, washed clothes, and patched a pocket while Jim wrote 3 letters on this Saturday night. We picked some scrap wood up in the street and had a fire of it in our tiny but efficient fireplace to take the chill off the room.